Today is another episode for the ICF podcast. My name is Rolschard. I'm very happy to have a special guest today. His name is Gorm Eriksen, and he's the CEO of Student Pulse. I know Gorm for quite a long time, and the topic for today really fits to the ICF approach of coaching, supporting people, and today is about that. So welcome, Gorm. And maybe you can also share a bit about yourself, what you did, what is your background, and of course, specifically the area of coaching.
Yeah. So first, thank you for having me here. And yeah, Roel, you have been a rock star coach for me for many, many years. So my personal opinion on coaching is that it changes life and it's important. It has been a part of me for many years. So in short, I'm 42 years old. I have a lot of startups under my belt for the last, 20 years. I think I've been starting different things. Some went very well, something didn't go very well. But in general, I really enjoy the process of starting, getting things to grow and see things develop both nationally and internationally. I'm from Denmark. Father of three boys, so that's about me. And currently the company that I'm in is a software company. So for many years I've been in consulting and professional services, but a few years ago I really wanted to make a change to try more international sales and try to have a subscription product, a product that could really scale internationally and have more impact. It was not just about the money, but it was more about how can I create something that can really grow and do well internationally and impact people's lives? So 2 years ago, I had another company that was acquired by a company. And after that, we decided, hey, let's see if we can create. We were working in the educational sector, working in marketing, helping lots of schools and universities with recruitment of young people to schools as a part of their growth strategy. We were a market leader in Denmark, a lot of impact, a lot of successful cases, but we saw a tendency in general across our more than 200, I think even we have 500 clients, but across all of these clients, we saw like a tendency in young people that they were starting. So we were good at recruiting all the young people to the universities and schools, but when they started, they were starting to struggle. They would either leave, like drop out of school, or they would just have issues with mental health or socially or not being successful academically. So that led us into, actually it was a little bit of the customers who started to push back, like, okay, you're doing a great work with recruitment. We get, you know, we hit our numbers, but when all the young people get in, we see that there's a downward trajectory, like the students are not happy about the school, they're not thriving, they have problems, and we don't know how to deal with it. So
it's interesting because I remember me as a student, there were no possibilities to reflect or to talk. You had your problems with the material, the time pressure, to get your exams. So I think it's an amazing opportunity. But also for you, you and I talked about many things in our coaching process, and it's interesting to see that you see this as a strong belief that this does work, seeing all the companies that you built and now Student Pulse. So what is the mission of Student Pulse, if you can say it in one line?
It is to help students thrive. So we want to make students successful. That's what we work for every day and how to figure that out. And how we do that is through technology. So we have built, it's essentially a system. It's not a real app, but it's like, it looks like an app for a student perspective. So they're attending university or school or college. As a part of their journey in the college or university, they will be exposed for like a check-in, a digital check-in, where they will be asked a set of questions that is very reflective, like almost coaching questions. So we will be asking them 5 to 8 questions every second week to every maybe once a month. And based on those 5 questions, they will be both in like the personal realm. So how do I feel? How did I sleep? Questions that is very personal. We will ask mm-hmm. academic questions. How are you doing motivation? How do you like the course content? Do you learn the topics? And then we will have the social aspect where we'll be asking questions around the social part of their life. So how do you have, you know, do you have friends? How are you with family? And okay. based on those questions, they will, you know, they will input some information. It will be numbers like 0 to 10, but also reflection on that. So if they're very low, we will ask them, what is the reason that, or how could that be better? Or if they're very high, why do you have a lot of friends? Or why are you thriving academically? And all of this information mm-hmm. gives us the opportunity to provide not just the university or school with a lot of information about how students are, but we can real time figure out, you know, what, how is this student doing? And based on the feedback, we are able to provide them with like a mirror. Okay, so just like a coach would do, like, so you said these things, based on that, we think you could need that. Would you want to take it? And that could be personal counseling, or it could be mentoring, or it could be to, you know, if there is an event coming up and they're not good in social, maybe it's a good time for them to, you know, start in the sporting club at the university. So it's, we're really trying to understand, and then based on their input, we will signpost or give them the right resource when they need it. That's what we do.
I think it's important for young people when they are connecting to coaching, you know, based upon the question. So you start slow, and I think it will be an easy way for people to understand what is coaching. Can you share a couple of highlights that you have seen with student pools and some students?
Yes. So I think maybe the most important reflection that we see is that a lot of people or young people, you know, they focus a lot on their different diagnoses like ADHD or whatever, you know, they have a lot of focus on that. So
those labels,
and, but
yeah.
they think but they think that that is the only, like, either I'm sick and I need counseling or psychologist or psychiatrist to help me. But what we tend to see is that a lot of students that are starting or just are at university, if we see that their general well-being is low and we, you know, ask them to take a counseling session, it could be like a 20 minutes stop by at the counselor. And since a lot of the troubles or problems that they face is very, very small, we see a tendency that they will go there, they will have a personal chat about something that will change something that is very important. It could be like, I'm very stressed out with an exam coming up in 3 months because my, you know, I had a kid and it's, you know, I need to take care of that. And just by taking that 20 minutes of talk, they would just push out the exams by 2 months, you know, the university, and say, hey, it's all right, we can postpone it. And just by making small adjustments, that is not like psychiatric needs. It's more like I just need smaller changes. So I would say the main thing that we experience is that the earlier we get in and really make smaller adjustments to the student's mm-hmm. life, the easier it gets. And that's the feedback we get from the university. Is like, it's not big deals that comes in, but it's important that we change it before it gets like completely messed up in their life because they're stressed out and they start to not attend mm-hmm. classes. Yeah, so I think that's a really strong highlight that we just see. And the students that, you know, take the coaching or the mentoring at the schools is way different than what they normally experience. So normally somebody would come there with like major anxiety or completely mm-hmm. stressed out. But these are like, I would say, lighter cases, more like coaching. So, you know, I'm starting to struggle. You know, this app said, you know, go see me. You know, what can we do? And then they sort it out pretty easily.
So I hear a couple of things. So start at the beginning of a possible issue and then find a quick solution rather than wait until it becomes an escalation. It's a very easy way for the students to connect via the portal. There are no big hurdles and there's immediate action. That's a great way. There are lots of connection with the coaching that I do. Another question. So when people use the system and there are questions and back and forward, there's a possibility to have a live coaching session, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we started out just by asking for feedback. And then we said, so first version of Student Pulse, we just took, you know, feedback, and then we shared that with the school and university. And then they looked over all the feedback, and then they made changes in classes and, you know, more general strategic objectives. We just figured out that that takes way too long. Like, there's no value for the students. Then we started playing around with, okay, if we just ask good coaching questions, we call that the power of word. So just based on the good questions, that starts like reflections in the students. That was better, mm-hmm. but it was not good enough. And then now we started with inserting or signposting different, that could be a coach or a counselor or a mentor or like an event coming up. So based on the feedback, we will give them resources. But the resources that we are playing around with is the majority of them, like all of them right now, is the university services only. So if the university offers counseling or mentoring, we will give them that. But we are considering if we should be a part of the solution. So let's say that a student has like very low well-being, like at depressive level or suicidal, mm-hmm. or, you know, is risk of a school shooting, like very immediate requirement. We are considering, I have been talking with a few clients, like, would it make sense that we were like first line of support 24/7, the ability to interact with the student, maybe in a chat, or even take mm-hmm. that to counseling. So what we have now is we have different both private and public vendors that, you know, collaborates with the university. So they offer more. It could either be a psychologist that can intervene, or it could also be live chat. But we right now do not offer like the immediate we sent them through to the university. But we are considering if we should be more like a part of this solution than just identifying the problem.
It's great. You know, it's very quick. It's very fast. No hurdles, because people can use the platform quickly. There are coaching questions that support them, and the system will, you know, guide them through the university for additional support. And the later versions, what I understood is you will be part of the solution. If you see the future, it's great. Whether you see the future for Student Pulse, let's say, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5 years, what can you share with us?
So we see that, you know, mental health is unfortunately something that is still a major problem in young people. So we see that there is a need, and we see universities and schools struggling how to handle it. So in general, we see that there is a potential market and lots of young people that we can help. There's two things that we right now are looking into, I would say, for the next 2 years. The first one is to leverage more technology to better understand the students. So we would use machine learning and real-time sentiment analysis to understand, like, based on the input that the students write in real, like in text, we would better understand what is the need of this specific student. And we would be able to benchmark it across, like, millions of other students, and how did they perform? So if they took counseling, for instance, did their well-being increase? Did their academic well-being also increase? And if they did that, we would then be able to prioritize what kind of services a university needs and when they need to signpost, inject it in front of the students based on their. So we're really putting a lot of effort and research into using the new technology and machine learning to better understand the students and give them a better personal advice based on them. That is the one thing. And the other one is really going more into, should we be a part of the solution as well? So that could be like, as I said before, we are working with like a risk identifier. So if somebody is really struggling, we might want to take that immediately and support them.
I hear you say machine language. Does it also include, let's say, directions, artificial intelligence and those kind of solutions?
Yeah, so machine learning is the same as artificial intelligence. So it's basically training. So since we have a major data set on what students think and thrive and, you know, what is the struggles, we have the opportunity. And also because we know that this student took counseling, this one took mentoring, this one, you know, said this. And based on that, and it's all anonymous, so we don't know the students, but just based on the general large data set that we have, we can with quite certainty in not a long time be able to predict. So if a university offers this kind of service or mentoring or coaching, we in general see, you know, the student well-being increased by 8%. And we know that reflects into, you know, less depression, less dropouts, or so we will use artificial intelligence to understand the text input and use the data to understand the general tendencies of students to be able to service them better.
So for students, it's a win. For the university, it's a win because they have less dropouts. So this should be a platform that is used by all universities, right? If I hear this.
Yeah, and I think with the privacy concern that there is, we took from the very get-go, we decided that we would make like a very privacy focused. So everything is completely anonymous. And we tell the students that. So when they come to the platform, it's like, we don't know anything about you. But if you answer those five questions, we will be able to help you. And what will happen is that only if they are required personal intervention, like, hey, then we will say, you look like somebody based on the feedback and our knowledge of other students that could need counseling or mentoring. Yeah. Would you want that? And if they say, yes, I want that, then we will say, okay, we don't know who you are. So you need to, you know, identify yourself. And identifying themselves does not mean that we get to know them. It just means that they reach out for the university and we don't even keep it. So I mean, there is a lot of privacy and ethical concerns about how to use machine learning to train models on this, but we just took like, and there are some drawbacks of that. You know, it would be very nice if we knew everything about your background, your income, your family, you know, we could make it better, but we just decided we need to hit the sweet spot, safety, privacy first, and then try to build as good as a recommendation system based on your immediate feedback as we can. But that's the real challenge, I would say, like really respecting privacy.
Respect and protect. Yeah. That sounds to me a no-brainer. You know, all universities should have this. So now you're focused on universities, Denmark, Europe-wide. Can you explain a bit more?
We started with, I would say, vocational training and colleges in Denmark. Those are a very good fit. They struggle with like 20-30% dropout rates, a lot of mental health issues. It's a very diverse set of students. So we are with 50 schools and universities right now. And then we started internationally, and we have like 8 international universities that we work with. But what we found out, and that is also something that we work a lot with in the strategy, is that the better the university, the less, I wouldn't even say association do they want with like problems. But if you have a university that has like, let's say, they only accept 10% of the students that, you know, want to go to the university, that's called acceptance rate. The students that will come there is generally very, very fit. Those are like A+ students, strong support from family, strong financial background. And dropout is not really a thing because, you know, the tuition is so gigantic. So it's not really, you know, a big deal. So, and we struggle a little bit with that. Like we thought that this is like a, you know, worldwide general problem. And of course, students are struggling mentally and with stress and anxiety, but it's not an identity that, you know, S-tier universities or Ivy League universities want. So we were struggling a little bit there. So what we did is like, we figured out colleges, you know, mid-range, great universities, but that just has a lot more broad, diverse portfolio of students. Those are the ones we target. And that seems to be working quite well. It's still a new thing for a university to introduce like student check-ins, like with software. So it's not that, oh, we already have one. We would want your system mm-hmm. because it's nicer. It's like, this sounds interesting. We will spend the next 12 months to like prepare everybody at the university to start considering that this is a thing that we want to do. So it's a lot of education. It's a lot of work, conferences, marketing, media.
I can imagine. It sounds so interesting. And, you know, for me, it's always, you know, every university should have this to support students. And I go back to my own student time. Yes, of course, I struggled with, you know, many things, no opportunity to discuss it. So interesting. I'm very interesting topic. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think the only thing that I really want to add is like, we see a lot of tech freaks out there that things that humans should talk to a chatbot, that, you know, go to ChatGPT and solve your problems. And so we try to, you know, strike the right path here, because I do think that artificial intelligence and personal recommendations in terms of, you know, solving a lot of your problems and personal assistance can be it's a great tool for humanity. But mm-hmm. I do think that people-to-people interaction is one of the things that will really be important, like coaching, mentoring, having somebody who trusts you, that, you know, listens as a human, understands your emotions. And we took the path that is what we truly believe, that, you know, putting people in front of people with the right need at the right time is what we believe in. And I do think that coaching as a craftsmanship or talking with humans is something that will grow quite significant. It will just be challenged a lot by what can AI and personal assistants do. So, but we took the approach that we want to identify using smart technology, but we want to connect people with people to have personal advice.
I think it's you're spot on. I see the same. I think coaching person to person, because we as human beings are still able to, you know, find the nuance, emotions, and so on. And I think AI could be an add-on. And I think it's an important last sentence of what you said, that your approach is people supported by software, but not the other way around. Very interesting. I do like to thank you for this amazing interview, and looking forward to see Student Pulse supporting students in university. Thank you.
Thank you.
And see you next time. Nice.